Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. The Iowa Farm Bureau is asking the Iowa Utilities Board to pause final deliberations over Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline permit to review how their recently announced expansion plans will affect it. That expansion will more than double the number of ethanol plants connected to Summit's proposed carbon dioxide pipeline in Iowa and add almost 350 miles to its route by bringing on former Navigator CO2 Ventures Heartland Greenway ethanol plants, including Valero Renewables near Charles City. The expansion comes while Summit's initial permit request is in its final throes of a more than two-year process with the IUB. According to an Iowa Capital Dispatch story, Farm Bureau attorney Chris Grunhagen said in an open records request, the board should require Summit to update the board on the record on the effect the recent expansion announcement will have. It might also require Summit to renegotiate easements with an unspecified number of landowners. Summit argues the request will only cause unnecessary delay in a proceeding which is nearly complete and that alterations to the original proposal can be handled with amendment requests after a permit is issued. In a recent filing with the IUB, Richard Brandow, who owns land in Floyd and Mitchell counties, suggested Summit needs to revamp its route to make them more efficient given the large number of new ethanol facilities and pipeline miles that are part of the expansion. Brandow plotted alternative routes in southwest and northern Iowa to shave more than 70 miles off the pipeline. However, straight-line routes between ethanol plants can be infeasible due to various obstacles. For example, one of his routes would travel through several miles of Mason City. You can read the complete Iowa Capital Dispatch story on our station website. A North Iowa man could spend up to a quarter century behind bars for sexually abusing a child. 44-year-old Walter Stackar of Garner was accused in August of last year of sexually assaulting a victim under the age of 10. Earlier this year, a Winnebago County jury found him guilty of second-degree sex abuse. Yesterday, Stackar was sentenced up to 25 years behind bars, and he must serve at least 70% of that sentence before becoming eligible for parole. Upon his release from prison, Stackar will be required to sign up with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has been called in to help investigate an officer-involved shooting in northeast Iowa. The Waterloo Police Department requested the DCI's assistance following the incident in Waterloo Monday afternoon. Their investigation began after employees at Victory Motors at 2701 Falls Avenue called 911 to report that a man, later identified as 41-year-old John Piazza of Waterloo, put a gun to an employee's face and fired a round at the property. Employees also stated that Piazza told them he would return with a rifle. Waterloo PD responded to 1204 Hartman Avenue and observed a male fitting Piazza's description near the windows of the residence with a long gun. An officer then observed Piazza allegedly pointing a long gun out of a window towards the officer, with the officer firing at Piazza, striking him. Law enforcement then entered the residence and found Piazza deceased. The DCI continues to investigate the shooting and will forward its findings to the Blackhawk County Attorney's Office for review. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, highlighted by today's statewide tornado drill at 10 a.m. Mike Kurz is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says how the tornado drill is executed has changed over the years.
So in years past, there used to be kind of a mock tornado watch issued and a mock tornado warning issued, and it's just easier and safer with technology to avoid that aspect of it, and we just send out what's called just the tornado drill. So that avoids any potential failures in the technological system that could communicate a tornado warning and phones alert when there really isn't one. So to be safe, we just communicate it as a tornado drill.
Kurz adds that the drill is a great time to put your tornado safety plan into practice, although you can do your own drill anytime. Floyd County Emergency Management Director Jason Webster says being prepared for tornadoes or any severe weather should include getting signed up with Alert Iowa.
Alert Iowa is the statewide, county-specific notification system that can be utilized for instant alerting from weather events to any other situation that groups of people need to be alerted to. It's very user-friendly and can be customized as to which types of alerts are received and how they are received. We can send them by text message, emails, voice calls, and severe weather alerts even pop up on the EMA Facebook page and X.
Chickasaw County Emergency Management Director Jeff Burnett says participation in the statewide tornado drill today will require activating all outdoor warning sirens in Chickasaw County. He also reminds citizens that this is not one of the normal siren testing days. That usually occurs on the first Wednesday of the month. The Iowa women's basketball team advancing in the NCAA tournament. They'll take on Colorado this Saturday afternoon. Broadcast time 2:15 on 95.1 The Bull with game time about 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.